It's the Mixed Martial Arts Hour with
the Mixed Martial Arts Hour back in your life on this Wednesday, May 3rd, 2017. Hello again, everyone. I'm Ariel Helwani, back inside our New York City studio. Truth be told, my friends, when I said goodbye to all of you 48 hours ago on Monday after that crazy show with Anderson Silva and Yoel Romero, Megan Anderson, Chris Cyborg, Dominic Cruz, TJ Dillashaw, you know what happened. I did not expect to be back here 48 hours later doing another episode of the MMA Hour. But as you may recall, 344 days ago, we did a special Wednesday edition of the show. It was a 1 hour, so 70 minutes to be exact, episode. It was true to our name, the MMA Hour, and it was with one guest and one guest only. It was with Nate Diaz, and at the time, Nate was kind of in limbo. You remember the rematch with Conor McGregor? We didn't know if it was going to happen. There was a lot to discuss. Well, a whole year later, almost exactly 365 days later, we are back on a Wednesday for a very special one-hour edition of the MMA Hour with one of the biggest names in the sport today. Top three, top two. We can argue it all day long. A true superstar in mixed martial arts. And we have been trying to talk to him for quite some time. To be honest, it has been since UFC 202 back in August. I've been trying to talk to Nate Diaz. The time is now. The time is right. We are going to talk to him in a matter of seconds about everything that is going on with his career, with his life, with his fighting future. Everything under the sun. One-on-one. Nate Diaz. Round two. It's going down on this Wednesday afternoon. So let us not waste any more time. Let us go to the Skype machine and let us welcome in, via the magic of Skype, Stockton's own, Mr. 209, Mr. Nate Diaz.
Yo, yo.
How are you, Nate?
I'm good. How are you doing?
It feels like we just did this. Doesn't it feel like that?
It was the other day. Yeah, it was the other day.
Same house, same place.
Same rap time, same rap channel.
Well, I can't thank you enough. Really, honestly, this means a lot that you would come on the show again. I have been hounding you and your team to come back long before today, but I appreciate it. And I like the fact that it's almost exactly 1 year later. I like that very much because there's a lot to discuss. Before we get into things, though, let me wish you a belated happy birthday. 32 years young, April 16th, right?
Yep, April 16th just passed.
How did we celebrate? Anything fun?
No, I just had a normal Tuesday or Sunday or whatever it was. It's pretty sure the day like normal.
Nothing out of the ordinary. No special.
I was in Hawaii actually.
Okay.
It wasn't for my birthday. I wasn't in Hawaii. I was just in Hawaii, and it happened to be my birthday. So I guess it was pretty cool then.
With Yancy Medeiros and company.
I was out there with him, hanging out, doing a little bit of training and a little bit of kicking it. It was good.
And you were also recently at the Cannabis Cup. Can you explain to me? I'm not really familiar. What is the Cannabis Cup? What exactly is this, like an athletic endeavor, or is it more of a sort of convention?
It's like a convention, like a big festival. There's a lot of everybody's out there promoting their strains and their companies and stuff. And then there's a lot of people with strains, famous people. They got a lot of rappers out there pushing their strains of weed out there and making sales and marketing and stuff. And so it's pretty cool. I just went out there to meet and talk to a bunch of people and do some greetings and stuff. And me and Nick, and it was a lot of fun.
I've never been invited to a Cannabis Cup. Hopefully one day, maybe we can go together. I haven't had...
You can go with me next time.
Yes.
Let's go, but you're going to have to smoke some good weed too with me.
Well, I don't know about that.
We won't tell nobody else. We'll keep it on a down low.
My mom would be very disappointed.
That's under the record.
Off the record. That's right. Okay, well, let's be on the record here because, as I said, there is a lot to discuss with you, and you have remained... Essentially, since that second fight against...
We're going to get you hella high at that thing, too. You're going to be wandering around like, what's going on? I got children.
And what an interview that would be then, right?
It would be great. Viral.
Why have you remained pretty much quiet since last year. I mean, you've popped up here and there, you've done a couple of interviews, but for the most part, even though your name is very much in the news almost every week, you haven't said much. How come?
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of pressure. He's calling me and texting me and asking me this. There's a lot of clickbait with my name running around, and it's because there's not really much going on in MMA, I believe. You know, I'm seeing rumors about my brother fighting people, and I'm seeing rumors about me fighting people, but we haven't done much talking to anybody. So I think they just need something to go on. No one's doing anything, and that the truth is coming out. I think that they're starting to. If they can't get us in, they're gonna start making up rumors about us to get some hype going. So,
who is they? Who do you think is starting these rumors?
Media, the UFC, whoever, they need something to go on because there's not shit going on in MMA right now. You know, everything's kind of boring. Everybody's complaining, and like they should be, but they're a little late on board with the complaining. I think it's getting stagnant out there, so they need to talk about the hottest shit in the game, and that's me and my brother. But yeah, everybody's been hitting me up to what's next, what's up with what, and I'm just sitting back watching it all go down. It's kind of funny.
A lot has changed since we last talked. Of course, the UFC sold for $4 billion. There's no Lorenzo Fertitta around, no Joe Silva. I mean, the company is completely different. How do you feel about the current state of the sport?
I think Dana and Lorenzo, they had plots and a lot of stuff. This is just my thought on it. I could be wrong.
Sure.
I think they had a lot figured out. I think they had a plan for everything that was going to happen, you know, like if this guy won, they were going to do this in the future. If this guy did this, I think they had a long drawn out plan. I think they planned ahead. And I think since the company was bought, I think that they're just kind of letting everything linger a little bit. And they're not as stressed out as Lorenzo and Dana were. That's just my thought, you know, so they're kind of just like, I'm wondering if they're waiting for shit to go down in flame to try to do a massive pickup, you know, which is probably happening now with us. They're starting the rumors that we're fighting. So I don't know.
You think they're going to try to buy the company back?
No, I'm saying I think that Dana and Lorenzo, I think they knew what they were doing. And
yeah.
I think the guys now are just kind of owning it and just sitting back.
Okay.
And they have as many plans as Lorenzo Dana. They were ready for everything, I believe.
Yeah. Well, when you hear...
But I think right now they're kind of just winging it, letting it sit. And I think when it's going down, I think they're going to be like, we need to make some big happen. And who knows? Maybe some major is going to happen. I don't know.
How would you describe the current state of your relationship with the UFC brass?
We're cool. I met the owners at in UFC and SAC, and what's his name? Ari
Emanuel. Yeah.
I think me and my brother met him. He's real nice, real cool. He came up talking to me about races and nutrition and stuff, and he had a lot of questions. So it was cool that he knew who we were and was like interested in the situation. So we're all cool. Everything's all good with us. We haven't talked much. But we're pretty cool as of right now.
What about with Dana White?
That's what I mean. Dana White, yeah, we haven't talked too much. That's what I'm saying. Like, I wonder what's their deal and what they want to do. I don't know. I'm hearing rumors and I feel a lot of pressure. People are like telling me this. I'm fighting Ferguson and I'm doing this and Connor didn't sit out, and Connor's manager is sitting there standing to impress somebody. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? You guys need to fight each other and impress me. The real goal is right here, you know? I'm not going to go fight anybody because I'm hearing rumors about it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And no one's contacting me, so it's crazy. It's crazy what's going on.
Are you surprised given the current state of the sport with, you know, the for lack of a better word, like the lack of stars right now and big money fighters and big draws that they haven't reached out to you, that they haven't tried to open that line of communication, that they haven't tried to bring you back. They've got a big show coming up in July. They've got another one coming up, you know, right after in Anaheim, which is close to where you're from. Are you surprised that there hasn't been more talk?
Yeah, I think they are trying to bring us back in, but I think they're kind of trying to put the press. Everybody's trying to put the pressure on us with these rumors and stuff.
Okay.
But I'm not taking the bait. You know, I'm like I'm planning on sitting out this year, and right now there's nothing going on, and I'm not fighting nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that fucking the pressure's not going to get to me. If you guys want me to fight somebody, all you got to do is call and ask. But as right now, I'm cool with what I'm doing. I got my race season going on. Like my brother, we got a real competitive race season going on. We got a lot of races to do. And I'm enjoying just chilling, man. And that's what we fight for, I believe, is the make it to the time to where we don't have to do anything. You know, what do you fight for? You fight for freedom, free time. You know, so I'm sitting back and I'm watching it go down. So if they want me to fight, like, only it's gonna take. First of all, I want some goddamn compliments. I haven't had one compliment since I beat Conor McGregor. All I've had was disses. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to pressure me to fight Tony Ferguson, but what the fuck I'm gonna cover for Conor McGregor and do his work while he's out making fucking millions of dollars, fighting boxes and shit? It's like, I'm not covering for you, bro. You guys fight each other. I heard Tony's manager talking, saying that I need to get a fire up under Conor McGregor's ass if I want to fight him for the third time. Like, I don't want to. I gotta do what? You guys can fight each other, motherfucker. You guys got the same manager. You guys are working together against me. You guys need me to do the work for you. Fuck off. You guys fight each other and fucking whatever. I don't even believe that. I don't even know what to think about the Mayweather-Conor fight. Is that happening? Who knows? I hear it's happening. I hear it's not happening. I'm calling their bluff. I say, fight that motherfucker already. And then they're both claiming to be head horses in the game and fucking running the show, but it was all talk and hype, but all of a sudden it came to a halt and everybody's quiet. And then I see a clickbait site today with Mayweather explaining how Conor could beat him. I'm like, what are you guys working together? This is a bunch of phony fake shit and I'm not fucking buying it. So it's like, and then you got fucking Ferguson started talking shit to me the other day, I think on your show or something. And why did you let him talk shit? Why don't you hit that motherfucker? What's that?
Who, Ferguson?
Oh, you. You heard his life. People talk on your show, huh?
Listen, it's an open it's an open forum.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Open mic night. I'm just talking shit. But he's talking shit. Was that on your show?
Well,
that was on your show.
He talked right after 209. He also spoke to ESPN.com. He's been on UFC Tonight. He's been campaigning for you rather aggressively as of late.
Slightly aggressively.
Okay.
Slightly aggressively. And then it's funny to me. Let's all peep game on this for a second.
Okay.
It's funny to me how all of a sudden out of nowhere, Conor McGregor, his manager is on here saying that I need to light a fire up under Conor's ass if I want that third fight. Okay. For one, I never ever said I was waiting for a third fight with Conor McGregor. I never said that. But people took what they wanted and said that I want another fight with Conor. Look, I already whipped Conor's fucking ass and fucking so he should want to fight with me. What the fuck? I got to build a fire up under his ass. You got the same manager as fucking Tony Ferguson. You guys are working together now. Are we on the same team? Are we against each other? What the fuck's going on? So it's like, I'm not going to fucking, you're trying to manipulate me to fight Ferguson? That's your guy. I'm going to fucking, you guys fight each other and you guys, the winner could have a crack at me, dude. Conor's a fucking bitch. He fucking got his ass whipped. He got choked. And now he's justifying it because the decision went to him because the company wanted it to go to him. And he just justified it. If I get my fucking ass whipped by somebody, I don't just win a slight decision and then accept it as a win, you know what I'm saying? So the real champs right here, and they could fight each other, and then they could light a fire up under my fucking ass, and then fucking I'll fight the winner. Or if somebody wants to get up and start making a motherfucking scene and make a star of themselves and put me up to fight, then step your fucking game up and become a fucking star and do your thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I've been fighting everybody forever. Connor's like, I need to see activity. I'm like, bro, you have like 7, 8, 9 fights in the UFC. You're fucking new, motherfucker. You're handed everything. You know what I'm saying? I need to see activity. Get your ass to work or fight fucking Floyd. It don't matter if he fights Floyd too, because it doesn't make no sense. Everybody's like, these are the best fighters they're going to box. I'm like, if Floyd beats Connor, who the fuck gives a shit? I already whipped Connor's ass. So you beat the guy, I beat it. You know what I'm saying? Mm. If Connor beats Floyd, then the guy whose ass I whipped just beat Floyd Mayweather. And it's great. So I'm calling your bluff. Fucking make the fight happen already. Let's see this shit pop off. I'm ready to see something go. I got a winner, if anything. And fucking, it's funny because I got 3 of the pound for pound best fighters. I think Antonio Tarver was on your show yesterday, right? I didn't watch the interview yet, but I read it all. And it said, he's saying I won the fight and I would beat him in a boxing match, which I already said. I was like, I beat him in a boxing match. You know, he's fighting Floyd Mayweather. And then you got Andre Ward watching. He's like, I thought he won the fight. That's the pound for pound best fighter in the world right now. And then you got, Mayweather. I talked to him. He's like, I thought Nathan won the fight. Everyone thinks I won the fight. So how are you the fucking best? So let the media take over and promote you as the best fighter in the world. I'm a two-time world champ because I whipped his fucking ass after he fought Jose Aldo. And I whipped his ass right before he fought Eddie Alvarez. And they knocked these guys out and everybody seems to have forgot what happened. And it just went away. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I stand with him. And I don't want a fucking third fight. Fuck Connor. He can fight himself. But I do want someone to, if I'm going to fight, I need someone to light a fire up under my ass, step their fucking games up, and start spinning some real shit. And not like Tony Ferguson, never said shit. He had all the opportunities. He won his last fight. He went to the Khabib fight. Khabib pulled out. And he sat there and didn't say a word. He's like, Andre, whatever, I'll fight Khabib again. I'm like, you should have stepped your game up right there when you had the mic and shit. Said, what? Nate Diaz, fuck you motherfucker. Let's get our fight on right now. And then we got a real fight going on, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to just accept the fight because it's the best move for him and Connor and their manager and the UFC. So I'm doing everybody else a favor now. I don't owe nobody no favors. I never got a compliment for whipping the Golden Child's ass. All I did was get this for being the fucking 200-pound monster who fucking beat Connor and he came back with adversity and whipped my ass. I don't think that happened, but they're fooling everybody pretty good into believing that. You know what I'm saying? So, first of all, if they're going to talk to me about anything, I would like to be treated with a little more respect and be complimented. Could I get a compliment for whipping you guys' ass? And now they're trying to spread rumors about me finding Ferguson. I'm like, how am I all of a sudden now a lightweight when all this time Dan White was spitting about how I was a middleweight and praised Connor for fighting my big ass. You know what I'm saying? I'm 174 right now, eating as much as I want. Are you kidding me? So it's like, for one, a little respect from somebody over there, motherfuckers. Like, I got no love in the PR department. The PR, check it out. The press that I did for that last two fights. Remember, I went on the Camo and the Conan O'Brien show and all that. And fucking, I stopped by Extra TV and I did all that shit. I even talked to you. Well, that was all done by my PR company that I found. You know what I'm saying? As same as I've been hustling in the fight game harder than everybody, you know, I got 36 fights in the UFC. The most leader in the UFC is like 37 fights. It's like fucking, I forget who, T. Ortiz or Vitor, but somebody who's old as fuck, right? So I have more fights than in the UFC.
Yeah.
I'm fucking young. I'm young, more than half the roster. So I done more work in this game than anybody, and now I done more work in the business side too. I hustle. I learned how to get paid. I learned how to get. How many years I've been bitching? Like since I was 24, I've been like, fuck that. You guys made me sign this big ass contract. This ain't right. I started reading. I started fucking learning shit. College started. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I gotta figure this game out because I ain't gonna fucking be some ex UFC fighter bitching about how I should have got paid. I'm going to do that shit right now in the UFC when I got the mics and I'm going to take fights to do it. You know what I'm saying? And I fucking expanded my whole shit. And that was all done by me. You know what I'm saying? How did I get on Conan O'Brien? I fucking got my ass on. Who gets on Conan O'Brien? And not to mention, I got on Conan O'Brien and Jimmy Kimmel in the same week. All in the same week. That's like from the guy, my boy who got me hooked up. Shout out to Zach. That's my man, Zach Rosenthal. He hooked me up in that. I found him, and then he put me on. He tells me that's unheard of, being on Kimmel and Conan in the same week for actors and shit. We got it all in the same week because I was marketed. I was demanded. I was fucking. I fucking won fucking. In 1 year, I fought 3 times in 9 months. In 1 year, I got the 2 top selling pay per views in UFC history. You know what I'm saying? And they're trying to give me the cold shoulder and hide me out and let me die off. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good because I'm not going to die off. You know what I'm saying? I'm still right here in the game. I'm still training harder than anybody. I'm still got people calling. The fucking cannabis industry is fucking blowing fucking money out of their mind over here. Look at this. That's some Kyo Kyo.
Ghost Kush.
Oh, yeah.
But besides my point, what I'm saying is that I don't need to fight. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to fight. And it's funny reading all the clickbait. I got a serious competitive race season going on right now. Me and my brother, Kron Gracie, have been just killing races for the last couple of years. But this year, everybody stepped their game up. I got a new bike coming. Kron got a new bike. Nick's getting a new bike. We're all like in some serious fun competition, you know, and stuff that I enjoy doing. That's what I've been fighting for years for, I train hard and fight hard so that I can do whatever the fuck I want. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what we're all gunning for?
We want to do whatever we would like to do. Mm-hmm. So what I would like to do is I would like to compete in races and enjoy some time at home and not be rumored about and talk shit to fight.
But if we are going to fight, then I need to be woken up. You know what I'm saying? Say spit it and spit it loud because I led the blueprint, but like people need to step their game up. Dude, Ferguson's talking all that mess. He had the mic all those times, but what happened? His manager, which is Connor's manager, told you this is a good idea. Go talk shit. Everybody's talking all this shit nowadays too, and trying to get loud at press conferences and argue in interviews. And it's not real. It's not real. I've never done that. You know what I'm saying? But when somebody pops off and talks their shit, I'm gonna talk some shit back. You know? Cause they ain't no stepping on my shoes without getting a bitch slap. You know what I'm saying? It's like fuck that. And people are all doing it. And then Connor, Tony's talking this shit. I'm like, it's not very genuine. I'm not gonna buy that. I'm not mad at you, Tony. He's doing his thing. He's doing what he was told to do. But at the same time, you're not making it very motivating for me to fight you. And he's saying, you need to fight. This is a fight game. You need to fight. Cause that's what we're here to do. It's not about the money. I'm like, guess what? I have already. I got more fights than you and more fights than everybody. So I have already. And I'm going to tell you right now that in this game, it is about the money, motherfucker. It's all about the money. Because if it wasn't about the money, then what the fuck are you doing for? You're getting in a cage and fighting in front of everybody and you're fucking just doing it for not the money. Guess what, motherfucker? If you want to fight, we can fight right now in my front yard. I can meet you down the road in the park. We do whatever, anybody. But if you're going to find me in that cage, in that octagon that's making millions and millions and millions of fucking dollars, I want my peace. You know what I'm saying? Especially if they're tuning in to me, watch me. They're not watching you, you know? And that's not my fault. That's your fault. Not just him specifically, everybody, you know? It's time to step your games up and do it for real, too. Not like fucking phony style, you know what I'm saying? Any questions, Daryl? You're letting me just go.
No, well, I mean, I've been waiting to hear from you for a very long time. Let me ask you this. Have you been officially offered a fight?
I'm
what I'm putting down, though, so I'm not rambling?
No, of course. I am on the same wavelength as you. I completely understand what you're saying. By the way, I think the microphone might be close because now there's like some static. Yeah. Oh,
how about now?
This is good. And now I can see you much better. Oh, right there. Perfect. Have you been officially offered a fight against Tony Ferguson?
Oh, man. You know, that's for Yeah, I have.
For when?
July 9th.
July 8th.
I think.
July 8th in Vegas.
July 8th. I wasn't supposed to say that, but yeah, I was, and I gladly accepted.
Oh.
And then it was gladly rejected.
What?
And then, yeah, it was rejected. And because it's circumstances, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll fight him, but under these circumstances, you know what I'm saying? And then I was ignored, and then the rumors went on. I'm like, well, why are the rumors still going if it's not popping? And then I thought about it. I'm like, wait, why am I going to do Conor McGregor's fucking work for him? No, you fight each other, motherfucker. And then you get a chance at the golden child right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you going to do? You're gonna fucking take time off to make $1 million to fight Mayweather, and I'm gonna fight do your dirty work for you. Let me tell you why they want me to fight Ferguson, right? They want me to fight Ferguson, and they're trying to pump up a fight. The UFC and the look at it, their managers work together. You guys are on the same fucking team, you phony fucks. And you guys, his manager and everybody else's manager, work for the UFC. Because they all got to come to you with something, otherwise they get dropped. All the fucking managers, everybody, all you fighters' managers, your managers are all calling me. They're all calling me, trying to give me a fight. And I'm like, how come everyone's trying to call me and give me a fight? Media, UFC, all y'all managers. Let me tell you something, man. I ain't got no manager. You know why? Because they asked me who's representing me. I said, I'm representing myself. You know why? Because if my manager is representing Conor or Tony or Khabib or anybody, then go your ass over there and hang out with them. I only keep my homeboys around me. You know what I'm saying? I don't be having a bunch of phony fucking silly fucks around me managing everybody. I'm going to do it for you. They're talking all this. I'm going to do it for you. Shit, I'm like, you're going to do it for me? You're managing the guy I might fight. We ain't on the same team. But I'll tell you who is on the same team. Tony, Conor, their manager who works for the UFC, they're all friends. And then they're all friends with Khabib's manager and Dos Anjos' manager. And they're all friends with fucking Matt. What's that fucker's name? John Jones' manager. They all got the same manager. Everybody's on the same team. I'm on my team. Fucking represent Gracie Fighter. Fuck everybody. All you motherfuckers. Fucking UFC management. Fucking no offense to some of the managers that I know, they're we're cool, but you ain't, no one's my manager, because how can you trust somebody who's working with the enemy? You know what I'm saying? I'm the only one who lives this war lifestyle, like this fight lifestyle. Always. You know what I'm saying? I'm out of season, I'm still in the game. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here all over the rumoring me and my brother. I'm taking a year off with my brother, you know what I'm saying? We're doing some serious races this year. We have a schedule. We have a lineup. My coach, Damon Gonzalez, he's my race coach and fastest little motherfucker on the planet. He's fast as hell. He runs 5-minute miles at the end of a 56-mile bike ride, mile and a half swim, and he's still running five-minute miles. That might be a little exaggerated, but some along those lines. And
I believe
it might be over or under exaggerated. I don't know, but he's fast as hell. He's like, hey, he'll take me on warm-ups. He'll be like, come on, we're just warming up, and we'll go on a little run. And I'm like, that was like a full speed run for me, and that was your warm-up, motherfucker. But anyways, he's got us on schedule, and we got a schedule locked down, and he don't care about the fight game. He cares about us doing well in these races, and he's got us scheduled in, and he wants me to win these races. And like, I'll be like, but I got to fight that week. I'm like, the race is the weekend before. He's like, yeah, it'll be good. Let's just go make sure we do good in this race. And so he's got us on schedule. I want to disappoint him. I want to make him happy. And if I don't, then my brother's going to be. And then I'm jealous. And I'm like, all right, fuck that. Now I got to go
go race more than Nick now. So we got a serious race season going on, and that's what I fought for. You know, main reason I fought because the races is expensive sport, triathlons, and bikes are expensive. The gear, everything's expensive. I get some sponsors and stuff, but it feels good to be one of the guys who can make money to compete in this sport, because people like me don't compete in this sport. I'm like, you know, I'm like doing well in my career and everything, and then I go over there, I'm still a ghetto little fighter guy who's at the races. So I like, try to go in and put a good look and make sure I'm racing good and communicating with everybody well. So this year I could step it up and do better. And that's my plan for the year. And then there's rumors about me fighting. So if I am going to fight, if I am going to fight in the cage and they're going to call me, then they're going to have to make it worth it.
So what happened when they offered you Tony for July 8th and then you said yes, and now you say it's not happening? What broke it up? Where did things go wrong?
Well, I said right now I'm in race season.
Okay.
But if you want to pull me out race season, yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
But you're going to have to reach my number. And my numbers are already good. That's what I'm saying. I'm not waiting for no Conor McGregor, because my numbers are already good.
Okay.
No matter who I fight, I'm getting paid. But I have hella money. I don't mean to brag about that, be a cocky fuck. We should all. We're fighters. Yeah. If you don't step up your game and get your money, you're fucking up. Let's fight for fun. Your mom's watching. Get your face split open and your folks see.
Yeah.
So I said, if you want me to come out of season, it's going to cost. You know what I'm saying?
What's it cost?
It's going to cost. When you see me in the cage, my number was met. You know what I'm saying?
But could you give us a ballpark?
But other than that, I'm still getting paid more than everybody in the company. Everybody, every single fight. No matter who I fight.
And
I can fight
deserved.
The worst guy in the UFC.
What is that ballpark?
So what, but what I'm saying is I'm not fighting for fun.
Yeah, no.
I'm not fighting for fun.
Right.
It's not fun to me.
Right.
It's not fun. It feels good to get stuff done and everything goes planned and everything do well, but it's not fun for me. You know what I'm saying? Am I willing to fight? I'll fight anybody. And right out here in the front yard. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody's like that. These guys spit, they want to fight. I see them and they're like, and I look at them and they're like looking at the floor. And you seen it. Remember the homies out in Mexico? They were scared. I'm like, why are you guys scared, man? You guys claim to be fighters. I'm the only one living this fight life. It's fight till I die. Even when I'm 60, I think I'll be the same way. You know what I'm saying? I'm not outstanding. No problem. I'm cool with everybody. But if you want to pop off to me, we can get it wherever we're at. Mm-hmm. That's for real. But I'm a businessman, and I'm trying to do right in business, and I'm not running around looking for that. I'm looking for good opportunities. I want to do well. Hopefully everybody else does well also financially and in the fight game, unless they going against me. But or my brother or my partner Jake and Gilbert. But I believe, you know, until it's all the way right, financially and or somebody steps the game up and makes me want to fight them, because I don't want to fight anybody who's not making me want to fight them. So, all right, look, check this out. You're in the school cafeteria, right? Mm-hmm. Lunchtime. Remember high school?
Yeah.
All right, and somebody's like, hey, look around the room. Who do you want to fight? Who do you want to fight in here, right? Random Tuesday. Nice, the week's going fine, right? Hey, who do you want to fight in this cafeteria? You look around. Remember the cafeteria? 300 people in there, right?
Yeah.
You look around the room. You're like, well, fuck, man, I don't really want to fight anybody. I don't want to fight. Will I fight anybody? Yeah, I guess. But do I want to? No, first of all, it's rude.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're like, what am I going to take a guy to fight? Everybody thinks he's good. You should fight him. Well, fuck, does he want to fight me? I don't. What the fuck would I fight him for? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He didn't do nothing to me. That motherfucker jumps up on the table on the corner of the cafeteria and says, what's up, motherfucker? You sorry ass little bitch, want to get your ass whipped? What's up? Come get it. I want to fight that guy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the guy I want to fight.
Yep.
But until then, I don't have no reason to fight nobody.
So the stuff that you know, Tony was saying, he was saying, don't be scared. You know,
I just win. Yeah. Someone told him to do that.
Yeah.
He got respect. Tony's not bad. You know what I'm saying? He got respect, and I respect that. He didn't come off never talking shit. He's doing what he's got to do because they're telling him about my bro. Like, we don't need to be fighting. You got, you're over here fucking have to have people get you a fight. Like, you're just trying to move forward and say what you think you need to say. But you don't need to say that. Dude, what the fuck is, you know what I'm saying? Go fight Connor's ass. Hmm. But you guys work together, so that's not going to work. You guys are on cahoots. What's the name too? Mayweather and McGregor. Why is Mayweather telling everybody that McGregor had a chance? You guys are selling it hard. That's Wolf Tickets. Remember Wolf Tickets?
Yes, I do.
You guys are selling it hard, man, and I'm not buying. So it's like, it's all going to me. And that's why they want to see me and my brother fight, because that's the only real thing that's going on. And my brother, too, I was like, people are like, what are you doing? And they're like, well, what's Nick doing? I'm like, Nick's in the same situation. He's taking a nice year out. He's doing a race season, and he's serious, too. He's sending me races. We're going to this one. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm not even ready for that, but, yeah, let's go. So we're just staying content with what we're doing. And when somebody steps their game up and starts acting right in the fight game, this is the fight sport, man. I'm telling you what's happening is me and Nick are the first professional fighters. We're the prime example of what a professional fighter should be. You know what I'm saying? Someone who's just like wear a t-shirt and a hoodie to the press conference. I'm not knocking nobody for dressing up, but why is everybody dressing up in gay ass little suits looking like a football player press conference? Everybody shaking hands and being respectful. That's disrespectful. I'm like, we're going to fight each other. I'm not disrespecting anybody until they disrespect me, but we're not best friends and we're not smiling and sharing chocolate at weigh-in. Because that's boring the fuck out of me. That's making for boring fight. People tune in to see warfare and, they don't even realize when they turn on and everybody's hugging and smiling. They're like, that's good sportsmanship. I'm like, this ain't no sport. This is the fight game. This is war. And if you ain't acting like that, then you're fucking boring.
Let me ask you about this. In January, I spoke to Conor McGregor, and he said that he was very disappointed in you. When you picked up that Skype call or that FaceTime from Floyd Mayweather, you were his B-I-T-C-H, right? He said that.
That's what I'm saying. He's the fucking bitch. You're the fucking bitch, Connor. You fucking got your ass whipped and you're running around like, I'm the two-belt champion and I overcame adversity. I'm like, when? When you were quitting in that second fight? In the third round, he was like making sounds like, I'm under a cage. When his coach is like, Steve's the game plan. He's like crying, you know what I'm saying? If you're a fighter, you understand that. You know when somebody's being a little bitch. I'm like, and then remember when I beat him and I came in the press conference the first time when I came into the press conference after I beat him and he was like, there's videos of him and he's looking at me and he's all scared and he wants to say hi and he wants to talk and be friends to ease the tension.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, that you're a bitch. You're the only one who ever acted like a bitch between the two of us. Mm-hmm. So if there's a bitch, it's you, motherfucker. I ain't no bitch. Ever have been. So Floyd Mayweather calls me randomly unexpected. I just smoked a joint. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
This is fucking odd. You know, I'm like, what up? And I even thought to myself, he thinks he's a fucking genius. When he calls me, my boy Ellie Suckback calls me and he's got Mayweather right there, right?
Yeah.
And I look and I'm talking to Mayweather. I never talked to Mayweather before. I'm like, what up? And I was thinking like, you know what? Fuck this, dude. He's getting in a fight with McGregor. They're going to make all this money. Fuck them. Like, I don't mean to be a hater, but fuck them. I want to fight these motherfuckers, you know? So I was thinking about being like, yeah, fuck you, motherfucker. The fuck you call me for? I think about hanging up quick. But then when I'm talking to him, I'm like, that's Floyd Mayweather. I have respect for the man. You know what I'm saying? I fucking am a martial artist. That guy's the best at what he does and has been proving it for years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to pop off like an old asshole. Fuck you, bitch. Woo, woo, woo. And I understand this is the fight game. If you want to fight somebody, you should do that. But at the same time, there's a level of respect. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to just pop off because you're having a fight with Connor like a hater. But fuck you. I'm like, all right, well, hey, right on to you. Let me tell you, MMA versus boxing thing too. I'm not with MMA. I've been a boxer my whole life. You know what I'm saying? I'm not with boxing either. I'm on my side. But. What I'm supposed to fucking be like, fucking McGregor's gonna kick your ass. I'm like, dude, fuck McGregor. Fuck, I'm gonna take your side for. And I'm a bitch because I wasn't telling him fuck you. I was fucking not a disrespectful little shithead is what was what. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got respect for people and I'm not gonna mouth off unless they're mouthing off to me. Then say, like, dude, fuck, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a little asshole. That guy, Gregor, ain't got no respect for nobody. That's the thing. And I got one word that is disrespectful little shit, but either way, I would whip your ass in a boxing match, McGregor, but you're Mayweather gonna fight you. And he even said to him, like, whatever, I got a winner in a boxing match or a fight. I'll fight a fucking, and you're not even fucking being that challenging. Fight a heavyweight, fool. Fight a boxer heavyweight division. I'll whip his ass in mixed martial arts. How about that? That's a challenge. That's something people should want to see. What do you want to see? A fucking, I'm not going to talk shit to no little ass 147-pound Mayweather. I don't even fight at that weight.
For the longest time, you and your brother, I mean, I remember specific examples, have been trying to get boxing matches, have been trying to find an out to fight, you know, whomever.
Years ago, boxing promotions were trying to buy my contract out from the UFC.
Yeah, I remember.
And UFC wouldn't let me out. They wouldn't let me out. They hated me. They always kept me under the radar.
And
you know what I'm saying?
So if this happens, the Floyd Conor fight, how would you feel about that? After all these years of trying to get this done, and then, you know, they seemingly part the seas to make this happen. How would you feel about that? How would you and your brother feel about that?
I already said it. I'm calling their bluff. Can we pick up the pace, please?
I don't
see it happen. If
you don't believe it'll happen? You don't believe it'll happen?
I thought it was going to, but now everybody died down and shut up. Every week they were talking shit back and forth. I mean, why? It's all a fucking hype game. They're building each other up, and the UFC's in on it too.
Mm.
They're all fighting. What did they do? It bring boxing back alive, bring the MMA alive. It's the only thing going on, and it's only because it's the only thing going on, and they're selling it as that. And it's like Mayweather's coming back relevant, Gregor's staying relevant, and the boxers are all known, and the UFC sees that, and now everybody's like, oh, this is the biggest thing. So it was good for everybody for that to happen, but now that it's time to happen, where's that at?
Right.
I call it bluff. Fucking make the fight happen. Let's see the fuck happen. Because in the end, I'm the winner in the whole thing anyway. If McGregor fucking wins, then Mayweather just got beat. The best boxer right now got beat by the guy who I beat the fuck out of. That's good for me. And if Mayweather knocks his ass out, it's like, who gives a fuck? I already whipped his ass anyway. Now fight a real G. You know what I'm saying? Fight the real shit. Like I said. And if you come back to MMA, fight fucking Ferguson, then you could get a shot at the golden ticket. You're the bitch. That's what I'm saying. He's the bitch.
Over the last few months, in interviews, Dana White has said that you and your brother have turned down fights. And then you went on Twitter and said, you know, why is this guy talking so much smack? We didn't turn down anything. So what's the story?
That's what I'm saying. You guys are fucking waking me from rest. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm seeing this. I'm reading it. And I'm like, I didn't turn down shit. They called me. What they did was they called me and text me about Eddie Alvarez fight, right?
Right, right.
They text me about the Eddie Alvarez fight. And I'm just like, Eddie Alvarez had his chance. You know what I'm saying? Remember when I seen him in Mexico and I called him and I was like, I wanted to fight him the next day.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's fight. I want Eddie. He said, I'm next. We're going to fight. So they called the UFC called Eddie, and Eddie's ass turned it down and didn't answer the call. He's like, I'm waiting for a title. Stayed out the game for a minute. I beat McGregor. And then when I went for the second fight, they said Eddie Alvarez calls every day trying to get a fight with me. I'm like, you had your chance. You want a streak with Todd now? You had your chance. That's not a fighter. You're not a fighter. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think Pat did that too. I'm like, nah, you guys already all lost. When you don't want the fight, you lost. You're like, you didn't want the fight. You had your chance. So they hit me up about that. And I'm like, and then I come to realize is my contract was almost up on time. You know what I'm saying? So when I said that I didn't want that fight,
yeah,
I didn't even say that. I just laughed. I was like, do you want the Eddie Alvarez fight? Like, how dare you? He just got melted by the guy I just beat up. You know what I'm saying? He just got plunked by Conor. I just beat Conor's ass. And I'm like, I don't want to fight. I just laughed at him. Like, get the fuck out of here. Call me with some real shit. And then that shit went, they put out that I'm turning down fights, right? And then, like, that next couple of days, I got a message, email, saying that my contract has been extended 6 months. I mean, you guys just offered me that fight you knew I wasn't going to take, so you could extend my contract because it's almost up. My time was almost up on my contract. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. When's it up? Like, when's
get
it up?
Your loopholes. Don't be trying to play me.
When's it up?
It was almost up right there.
Really?
So I don't know if I got it, a year or 6 months or something. I had to do it. But
so you're going to be a free agent soon. You're going to be a free agent soon.
I don't know. I don't know because they're extending it and they're finding me and they're double extending it. I don't know what's the deal. I don't want to get in a contract. I don't fucking know. I gotta read and look at it. And by when I mean read and look, I gotta have somebody read and look at it. Cause I ain't got the patience to sit there and read no contract. But somewhere along the line. But I don't plan on being of course my objective has been to be a free agent for a long time. But that's not my plan right now. I'm content right now. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of business going on right now. And it's nonstop. It's overwhelming, you know? So it's like, I don't need to fight. So if I'm going to fight, I need to either be compensated or someone needs to, when I fight, it's because I either got my numbers, the numbers are right, or because someone made me want to fight.
Is there a chance you never fight again?
No. I don't know. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? I don't make plans like that.
Okay. One time.
I tell you what, I ain't never retired though.
Say it again.
I said I ain't never retired though.
Okay. One time you said to me that you're not picking up the phone for $20 million. Is that still the case?
See, that's when they offered me silly fucking Eddie Alvarez fights. That's what I mean. I'm like, you know, you want me to fight him? No way.
Okay.
He lost her. But for $20 million, I'll pick up. That changes things.
Right.
But only something you can't refuse for, you know, but I'm not, I never was like demanding $20 million for stuff. You know what I'm saying? But when you call me with some bullshit, with some obnoxious stuff, then it's going to cost $20 million to pick up, you know? That makes sense?
Yeah, sure. I know you heard this a couple months ago. Dana White was doing a scrum and he's like, everyone needs to stop thinking that they're Conor McGregor. You're not all money fights. Stop asking for the money fights. Only Conor can ask for the money fights.
Unless you're him. And he said, unless you're him. And I was like, sitting back like, yeah, right. Unless you're me too, bro. I ain't asking for no money fights. You know what? Because I'm the money fight. The money's right. The money's in my contract. And if someone fights me, it's going to be what's up. You know, that they're going to be... That's why they want me to fight Ferguson. That day, it was Conor, Ferguson, and his manager's plan. They're like, okay, no one knows Ferguson. Nobody. And he's tough. So what we'll do is we'll come fight Nate. And then if he wins, everyone will know him because he fought Nate. And then you could fight somebody who everyone knows. But if he fights Conor right now, then Conor gets his ass whipped by somebody no one knows.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if you beat, so that's where I'm at. I'm like, dude, yeah, right. Fight each other, motherfucker. You get a chance at your boy here. Your manager needs to get paid, so you guys better do something.
One thing that you...
I don't got to pay nobody. You know what I'm saying? Everybody I pay fucking compensating in full, and it's like, I don't got to have nobody do no work for me. I do work for myself.
Did you always...
Representation of me.
Did you always feel... Because I know you used to have a manager, right? Did you always feel this way, or is this something that happened that made you think, you know?
That was all learning experience. I got a team.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? My dude Sam Awad, my boy Zach, in the PR department, my whole fight team with their knowledge and years of experience. So we talk and I talk and we pick each other's head apart and we come up with a plan. And I'm like, blam, there's my team plan. But the main trigger puller on my own situation is me, and ever since that happened, it's worked. You know what I'm saying?
You said for a long time, this is something that's always stuck with me, that we entertain the entertainers. Like LeBron James, he comes to your fights. You know, the athletes, the comedians, the actors, they all come to the UFC fights. And I've always...
Me and all these rappers who I thought were cool my whole life.
Yeah.
And I'm meeting them. They're all fucking like, Nate, what up? And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. My favorite rapper since I was a kid is my nigga like that. Like, that's crazy to me.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if that's not worth something, then you ain't worth shit. Like, why aren't you out? Like, everybody, remember I said that a long time ago?
Yeah.
Before I had fought. When I was fighting Johnson, I was like, spinning. I was like, dude, like, if you don't take your career in your own hand, just like the fight game, it's like, you're going to just let people hope it gets there one day? Nigga, I was hopeless. I was hopeless in this thing the whole time. You know what I'm saying? All I wanted was some rent money and some lunch. Hopeless the whole time. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, getting fucking some. You're gonna catch me wearing no fucking Gucci suit because I fucking got paid.
But now that you, once
that Gucci suit money go in my mom pocket.
But once you heard that the company sold for over $4 billion, I mean, you guys were talking about wanting more money way back before we even really knew how much this whole thing was worth. Did that kind of blow your mind? Like, how did you react to that?
Wait, I'm sorry. One more time.
Did it blow your mind when you heard that the company was sold for over $4 billion, the largest sports transaction in North American history, maybe even the world? I mean, because you guys were talking about we need more, we need more, we deserve more, and then to see how much it was actually worth, to me, the big takeaway from that number is, well, maybe the fighters were a lot more underpaid than we all thought they were.
And it's the fighters' fault for not speaking up, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. My mind wouldn't blow. And I could tell it's worth that much. You could tell when, look at what I just said about Conan and Kimmel the same week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? Is that not worth something? You should be paid out. If people who are famous like that are calling you, and we're in the same places that, you know what I'm saying? All the actors you meet and rappers and actresses and everybody who you meet is just like, what's up? And they're like fascinated by you. I'm like, how is this fucking person that you just watch on TV, who's the most famous person you can think of, looking at you like, dude, asking you about fights? And I'm like, nah, I'm a superstar straight up. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of fighters aren't, could be, but nobody's spending like that. So it's like, if you keep treating yourself like a little slag bitch driver fucking fighter, then you are that. I was like, you got to take it in your own hands and run over the game with it.
One big thing that's come up over the past year is these groups trying to unionize the fighters or make associations. They come out and then there's a little bit of noise, and now they've all essentially disappeared. What do you think of this?
There's no time for that. No time for that. That's a complaint. So check it out. Like, you got Silva's bitching about, I didn't really know what he's doing, but I read the site that said, like, whatever he's bitching about, and Jose Aldo was bitching about it, and fucking, like, all these guys who were champions when I was a little broke motherfucker,
yeah,
they're all complaining now that they lost their belts and that they're not champs and they can't get what they want, and Conor's getting all the love and shit like that. And I'm like, when you guys were champions, I knew they were getting paid shit money too for being the champions, and I was going off on myself getting shit money and my contract and how we're superstars and no one's giving us no love. And I was like, woo, woo, woo. And I was like, fuck the UFC and saying all these things, and nobody was cutting me. I was like getting an attention and getting bigger from it, right? And I was sitting there going, why is Aldo and Silva and all these guys not speaking up?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You guys got the belts. If I had the belt at that time, by now, I'd be a fucking 50-time millionaire. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like crazy rich. I'd be like, no, I got this, but I ain't find nobody till you pay me out like a motherfucker, you know? And they didn't say shit, and now they're all whining and complaining. I'm like, you should have stepped your game up. Like, I was a perfect example. I should have been fired for hella stuff.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? If I was them, I would have been like, man, they're not even firing him. I'm going to pop up. No, I'm going to get mine. And then, like, I was all crying about Gregor. And one is being mad forever. I'm like, bro, it's your fault. You took him on that fucking ride around the world and let him punk you everywhere. You're responsible. What the fuck are you crying for? I don't even know if he's crying anymore. He got over it because he probably realized it.
Hmm.
But I'm like, bro, you just made a star out of that guy. I wish I had someone to just run around all over the country. I could just slap around. You know what I'm saying? You're like, now I'm the most famous guy in the world because all I had to do is slap up this little fucker all around the whole place. You know what I'm saying?
So you don't think it's going to happen?
I feel bad. I don't mean to diss Aldo. No. My bad. But, no, but you know, let's talk the truth. Yeah, this is the real hour, motherfucker.
Yeah. No, I feel you. But do you think it'll ever happen? Do you think the fighters will ever come together? Or should it even happen? Is this not the sport for that sort of thing?
I don't care. Honestly, I wish everybody would have stepped their game up together a long time ago. But I'm not here to save the world. I'm here. But I noticed by thinking about other people in the whole fight game don't no one care about you, so you got to do a for sale by yourself, and then you can help somebody else. I'm helping my team the best that I can. I'm trying to fucking get them in a big fight league. I'm trying to try to get them sponsors and whatever I could off of my name. I'm going to break off my homeboys. But as far as the whole fight game goes, you know, hopefully one day, but I can't be sitting there wasting time thinking about it, because I got stuff to do, you know what I'm saying? And if I'm sitting there thinking about that all day, I'm not going to get stuff done.
Have you applied for a boxing license in any state?
Yeah, Nevada and California.
And have they accepted?
Yeah, I'm ready to rock.
You got,
but they kill that out.
Why?
And they kill that out. What I'm gonna do? Yell for the fucking roost? Like, yo, I got my boxing license. Like, yeah, it's like, okay, I do. When one of these, I think the other promotions don't want to fuck with UFC too. I'm like, what's up? I'm ready to box whoever, whenever. I've been a boxer my whole life, so. When somebody's ready to step their game up and come over here and get a fight in a boxing show on a big name, big card, I'm ready to rock and roll.
Are you cool with the Nevada Athletic Commission? They recently reduced your fine. Do you feel like it's fair now? Do you feel like they handled that well?
Yeah, I already forgot about it a long time ago. I'm glad to be getting my money back.
Did they pay you back?
Yeah, they paid me back.
Okay, so we're all straight.
We're good. I think I got like $35,000 back out of $50,000, I think.
Okay. And do you have to do community service?
Yeah, a little community service.
Have you done that yet?
A little bit, yeah. I need to teach the kids and stuff and teach martial arts at my gym and El Nino gym and a couple other gyms.
What is it like for you in Stockton these days? I mean, there's a freaking mural with your face on it. This is where you grew up. And now, as you mentioned, you're well off, you're comfortable, you have money. Do people still treat you the same? Do you feel like people recognize you more? What is life like? Has it changed? Can you feel a difference in your life a year later?
Yeah, it's like less worries, but more worries.
Is that like what, you know what Biggie once said?
Is that what he said? I don't know. I listen to Tupac, man.
That's sorry. You know,
don't bring it up again. It's a West Side Rider right here.
Damn.
I don't listen to no Biggie.
Come on. They were once friends.
But our rivalry goes on.
Okay, fair enough. I was just saying.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. Maybe
more money, more problems, right?
More money, more problems. And that's the truth. But as far as everything here at home is great, man. It's cool. Yeah, people talk to me everywhere I go and say what up, and it's real cool. You know, everybody's it's cool. I enjoy being at home and running into people, and they're like, "What are you doing here?" I'm like, "I live like a mile that way." You know, it feels good to be home. I be at parties here in the ghetto right here, and people are like, "What the fuck, you're here?" And I'm like, "Where do you think I'm gonna be at? This is where I live. This is where I'm staying. It's good. I plan on getting some properties in some other places that I travel to a lot, but yeah. I'm staying home base is right here. You know, my mom lives here. My gym's right here. My team, Nick Diaz Academy. And it feels good to be here with everybody. It feels good to get the hell out of here for a while, but it feels great to be home, and home shows me a lot of love. So it's organic, you know, real place.
Yeah,
everybody's career. Yeah, so
do a lot of people hit you up now that they know that, you know, you made money? Do a lot of people hit you up? Does that get uncomfortable, or does everyone kind of respect your space?
It's a little of both, but I could deal with it. Comes with the territory, right?
Yeah, no, so. Of course. Once you get more fit, I thought it was crazy that UFC 209 wasn't in NorCal. Was that ever discussed? That's what I'm saying.
It was perfect. Almost like an ego thing the UFC was playing. Like, no one even called. People were demanding with all of my Twitter and shit. People were like, why is Nick and Nate not on 209? No one called.
Wow.
Why didn't no one call for that? That was like, I heard people saying they dropped the ball. They did drop the ball on that one.
Would you have wanted to fight on 209? Would that have meant something to you?
Well, I think it would have made sense. I like I said, I don't want to fight nowhere, but if
sure,
like it's what should have happened, right? Isn't it what should have happened? Shouldn't they have done that? Everybody was expecting it already. Why would they have not tried to make that happen? They didn't even attempt. They want, like I said, since I beat the Conor, they just wanted to die out. They want me to die out and go away.
But why, Nate? Why do you feel? But why? You're legitimately one of the biggest stars. Why wouldn't
I feel that way? I feel that it's not like I'm feeling and crying a river. I'm cool, whatever.
No,
but is that not what's happening? Why aren't we like on blast everywhere? I was sitting talking with my guy Zach, and I was like, me and him were like, why are like the PR like and my next fight too? Like, we got this. You know what I'm saying? I got this. Don't worry about it, because we never had no help anyway. I did everything by myself, for myself, by myself the whole time. So don't worry about that. But can I be marketed? Why am I not on the fucking Wheaties box? Look at the Wheaties box right there.
Yeah.
More people know me than him. How come when I go to UFC on Fox, all the dorks are on the wall? Can I get a picture on the wall? Can I get promoted and marketed in a positive way?
Yeah.
And, I mean, like I said, I race. I'm a vegan. I do triathlons. I fucking teach kids. Like, but all they want to do is middle finger and hide me out in the dark corner still. And I'm like, you want to put rumors out about me fighting? Like, let's start off first by flying me out in a private jet, put me in a suite, and talking to me respectfully, asking me to have a fight instead of fucking putting rumors out that I turned down fights.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, I'll fight anybody today. But if we're going to find the kid, I'm going to need to be treated like a respectful human being. I'm going to have to be asked and treated correctly because you keep – I'm not playing the game no more. You know what I'm saying? You guys have no stars. Then you ain't got no fighters. All these fighters ain't doing nothing. They're saying the same old scripted stuff, and nobody's doing nothing. So if you got talent, keep it real. Make something happen for yourself, because there's nobody. There's me and my brother. Where's John Jones? They're not showing him too much love. Is he fine? He should be fine. He should be coming back, I think.
Yeah, July.
Ronda Rousey's not around. He's hiding with Mayweather. So it's like all you got is me and Nick.
Yeah.
It's like John, Gregor, Rousey, me and Nick. And they try their best to not talk about it. It's like if somebody says, who's the stars, they'll just purposely not say me and Nick. You know what I'm saying? And my guess, but we're still getting invited to huge parties.
Did they not?
Still calling. Only one who ain't calling are you. We're not going away.
Did they not want you at the MSG show? Did you try to get tickets for that?
They didn't give us tickets.
What happened?
I snuck that bitch. Some dude I know. Some dude that works security that saw us trying to get in. We were just trying to buy tickets.
Whoa.
I texted fucking Dana, like, what's up? He's like, man, we're sold out. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I don't want a ticket. Grab me at the front door. Walk my ass in. Fuck are you talking about? I ain't got tickets. I'm sorry. That's crazy.
So
I just know hard feeling with Dana. Dana's my partner. Look what he sent me.
Let's see.
Look it. He sent me this. How do I turn this camera? Okay, look, he sent me this.
Oh, wow. That is incredible.
Yeah, I don't know how to take that.
What is that?
I don't know how to take that. You know what I'm saying? Look what else he sent me.
Oh my god.
He's like, Nate, I sent you and I saw it and I thought about you. Look what else he sent me.
Another one? Jeez.
Yeah, two of them. He thought, hey, I saw this and I thought about you. I bought it and I sent it over. Tell me when you get it. And I text him, I was like, thanks. But I don't get it. I think that kind of like speaks for my career, right? And like, hey man,
was
I
that recently?
It's all great.
Was that recently?
About probably like 7 months ago.
Okay. So what? Where did you sit? What? Where did you sit at 205? Where were you? You get in from a security guard, and where'd you go?
I went to the top.
Wow. With the people,
they're like a booth up there.
And you just hung out with you and your bro. Or just you?
Yeah, me and my brother.
Okay.
We got in kind of separately. It was crazy. One guy snuck me in one way, one guy snuck in another way. That's crazy.
That is insane.
I just wanted to go to the event. I was like, I swear I won't make a ruckus.
Wow.
But yeah, that's wild, right? Is that like pretty disrespectful or what? You're like, I don't mean to be demanding respect, but what the fuck?
I know you were upset about the whole Conan thing when they played a clip. Do you still feel
What happened was my guy got me there.
Like, yeah.
I found my dude. He got me logged into all this. We did this by ourselves. And when the UFC heard about it, they sent someone over.
to make it like they fucking set all that up. They made it like, hey, go get Nate some clothes. They bought me some Gucci shoes. I got some Gucci shoes. Nice. I wore them one time the other day to a wedding. I'll never wear Gucci shoes ever. Like, what the hell? And they brought me to the store, and they're like, all right, cool. And they went up there, and I guess word had it later. I found out that the UFC was like, the only way you could have Nate Diaz on the show is if you have Connor too. And then my guy who linked it up was like, no, we're going on without Connor. We're going out by ourselves. It's not about him.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, no, we're not. And they're like, all right, well, then they got to at least put a clip of him on. You know what I'm saying? Isn't that kind of show what's going on? You're like, what the fuck?
Hmm.
You know? It's crazy. And then, I got this.
What'd you get? In case people are not watching, it is a middle finger. Is that like a 3D middle finger, or is it a painting?
No, it's a skateboard. Look at my wall.
Oh, it's a skateboard. Oh, I see. I see. Oh, wow. That looks like Supreme.
Look, we got Bruce Lee.
Wow.
Oh, no. Bob Marley right there.
The legend.
Check this out. Pearl Jam. I went to Pearl Jam. Concert, that shit was sick. It was in Oakland, like a week before I fought.
Speaking of that Bob Marley poster reminded me of something. When you showed up, there he is, E-40. One of the most famous.
That's my dude right there.
Big Warriors fan. He's always in the front row.
Oh, the Cali rep. Yeah, you know how he do West Side. He represent all the time.
The Marley poster reminded me of the 202 press conference when you showed up with the pen, I believe it is.
Yeah, yeah.
That got you a lot of street cred. A lot of people gave you respect for that. You didn't get in trouble, right?
It don't matter. I banked out in the cannabis industry from it.
Did you get a ton of sponsors from that?
Hey, it was a good move, and it was organic.
They actually changed. USADA actually changed the rule after that. Do you know that?
Yeah, they changed it. Compliments of your boy here.
You're a game changer.
So now we can do our thing. Man, I've been a game changer. We just ain't getting no credit for it.
That's true. Dare I say, Nate, you are a needle mover.
I'm telling you.
So
I knew that before they could act on it. Hold on, check out my boy. I'm showing you my room.
Still. Oh, please, please, please.
That's why it's great. Right?
The legend.
See it?
The pioneer. Yes, of course. Yeah. Oh, it's signed. What does it say? What does it say?
It says, to Nate and Nick. Fight the good fight.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Hold on, I got one more.
That kind of gives me chills.
How about my dude? Yeah, that's my man right there. You know who this guy is?
You see it? Oh, wait. Tilt down just a bit. Tilt down. No, the other way. The other way. There's a bit of a reflection, so I can't really see. Who is it?
Anyways, it's Hicks and Gracie.
Oh, yes, of course. The legend of all legends.
We were training with Hicks. Me and my partner Victor, and we were training with Victor and Kron, and it went somewhere. Just gonna check this out. Remember this thing?
Yellow. Whoa! What is that? Oh, is that a bong?
There's weed in here.
Oh wow! Did you make that?
No, they made me one. I forget the thing. I think it's called Weavers.
Holy
they roll,
smoke!
There's a bunch of weed in here.
Wow.
Cool.
Is it an actual glove that they turned in, or did they make the glove?
See that? There's a little hitter in there, a little funky field tip.
I don't even know what a hitter is.
You smoke weed out of this.
Okay. This is great. We're actually getting a tour of your house. I love this.
Look at this. Someone made me these shoes.
Let's see.
Can you see them?
Yeah, I could see them. Oh.
They say represent. Yeah. They say Nate Diaz. Can you see?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, they're Nike.
They frame.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, you like these. You like shoes like this.
You have any Reeboks?
Whoever made these should make aerial part.
That would be nice.
No, I don't fuck with Reeboks.
Did they ever reach out to you to try to give you one of those deals?
Hell no. I don't get on Wheaties or Reeboks.
Jeez.
They never have, though. That's cool. I got Nike. Look at that. Someone made that.
Oh, that's great.
Fans just send me this shit. It's fucking tight.
Yeah, I saw the ones recently of you with holding the guns. The one you posted recently?
Oh, dude, look at this. Yeah.
That one's sick.
Oh, yeah. Tell me if I'm cutting out because I'm walking around my house.
No, no, you're good. You're good. This is great.
My partner sent me this. The dude, he's an artist. He drew this after I did posted a picture in Mexico.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The dude did. He sent me pieces.
Oh, that one's awesome. I love that one. That one is tremendous. That's my favorite one.
We'll put that one in my mom's house.
Yeah. Your mom's house? Oh, yeah. Yeah. How far does Nick live from you?
That's me. Nick lives a mile from me.
Okay.
About a mile, mile and a half.
And your mom?
That way. She lives a mile and a half from me. That way.
Okay. Do you have a relationship with your dad?
Yep, he lives with my mom.
Oh, okay.
That's my dog, Machiavelli the Don.
Yeah, where is he? I was going to ask about him.
His name is Dos Brack. If anybody looking at Instagram, Dos Brack, D-O-S-B-R-A-K. I don't know how to say it. My dog's out here somewhere. Mac, look at this thing. You heard of bump boxes, them big-ass boom boxes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're hella big?
Yeah.
Well, this dude made one and put my dog and all kinds of cool shit all over it. Look at it.
Oh my gosh, yes I do. Oh my gosh. So people just send you this stuff all day?
Yeah, people bump box.
How do they find you?
Right, look at this mic. They want to bust some flow?
Yeah.
Ooh, ho! Feel me? They're going to bust some flows right there. I'm trying to find my dog.
Who's your favorite rapper in the game right now?
Oh man, fuck. I got to look on.
Oh, there he is.
That's my dog. Watch. I'll show you. And this is my dude, Christian Giovanni, right here, too. He just fought in Combate Americas in Mexico.
Okay.
He's doing his thing, 1-0. He's about to take over the game as soon as we get him rolling.
Good luck to him.
Yeah, he's doing his thing. Watch this shit.
We're going to get a dog trick?
Come here, Mac. Want a treat? Come over here. I can't aim this fucking camera because it's like... What's this? Can you see him?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sit.
Go down a little bit.
Wait.
A little bit down. Oh, there he is.
Sit. Wait. Wait. Yeah. Wave the other hand.
Wait. There I can't see now.
Turn around. Oh.
Can you see him? Look at that guy.
Turn around.
Oh, yes. That was great.
Watch it. Shake. Can you see him?
Oh, he's so cute. And I'm not even a dog guy.
That's my nigga right there.
Does he have a handkerchief?
Hold on, who's my favorite rapper? Yeah, he went and got clean, so they put a handkerchief on him.
He looks like a
thug, man. Don't let the Grand Goomer fool you. He's been in hella fights already. He fought two German Shepherds down the road.
Damn.
He's doing his thing. What was I going to say? Fuck, my rappers right now. Hey, big shout out to B-Real from Cypress Hill.
Yeah.
Tech N9ne, Brother Lynch, those are some of my favorite rappers. But right now, a newcomer is like, I like Fetty Wap. It's pretty tight.
Okay.
Good.
What about my fellow Canadian, Drizzy Drake?
Oh, Drake! Drake's doing his thing, you know.
Weren't you just hanging? No, your brother was just with him, right? I saw a picture of him and Martin Sano. Were you there?
Yeah, we were both in L.A., but he was at the Roosevelt, and I was in Venice.
Okay.
And they were hanging out. They had hotel rooms next to each other. I guess Drake was over there getting a tattoo or something, and they were all chilling.
Wow.
Chilling that night.
Do you?
That was pretty cool.
I know you can't speak for him, but everyone wants to know what's up with your brother. Do you think he will fight again?
Hey, I can't speak for him.
Okay, let me ask you this.
But Nick's a man.
I've always wanted
to blow your mind every day.
God, I would love to speak to him as well. Tell him next Wednesday. I'm ready. I've always wanted to ask him this. I mean, he told me one time when he was suspended for 5 years. You remember that whole debacle, like a year and a half ago in Nevada. And he gave me this incredible answer to a question about the feelings that he felt about his career and how he's been wronged and what he's been through as a child and in high school and some ups and downs. And then at the end, he just said that the part that bothers him the most is that he won't be able to corner you. He won't be there for you. And he has to figure out a way to get you out of this sport. Well, you've done very well for yourself. You're a very accomplished and successful now fighter. Do you think he still feels the same way? And how do you think he feels? And I don't know if you've talked to him about this, about the fact that now, like, you walk down the street, I feel like you're kind of more recognized than he is just because you've been more active than he is. The tables kind of turn.
Yeah, just at the moment. But yeah, we're the same guy.
Yeah.
I go to Starbucks or to get some coffee every day, and I get called Nick 3 times. So I think we both benefit off each other's things. And I think people call him Nate. They call me Nick, and I stop correcting people. I'm just like, they're like, "What up, Nick?" I'm just like, "What up?" You know. So it's all good. And I think he's gonna feel like that regardless, even if I'm doing well. He got me into this sport, and all credit goes to him for anything positive coming out of this. And I think anything negative comes out of it, I think he might take responsibility. But it's all good. He kicked me off and got me going, and is responsible for my whole career, all my everything. He's still the don of the clique over here. We have a gym. It's the Nick Diaz Academy. Mm-hmm. But I think he felt a little guilty sometimes, but it's all good, you know. He's had a rough. He's had a crazy career, crazy life, and the show goes on, you know. Mm. So time will tell with him, and I'm sure we'll see him do some good shit in the future. But either way, I support whatever he wants to do, and I think if he's gonna do anything though, it's gonna be something big, because like, we don't need to do this, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff going on.
You know, it's amazing.
We're not like these other fighters anymore, and that's what the whole grind was for. You know what I'm saying? I still try to live my life the same way every day, but all the hard work is like, this is what it is for. You want to work hard to do whatever you want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're like, you got to fight. You got to fight. I'm like, I don't got to do shit. You know what I'm saying?
I saw him I saw him at Starbucks before 202, and I asked him about that, if he still felt the same way. And he said something that gave me goosebumps. He said, "I guess my work is done. He's all good." And I thought that was really cool.
What do you mean, talking about me?
Yeah. I said, if he still felt like he had to get you out of the sport, like it was his fault for getting you in, and it was his duty to get you out. And then I said, what do you think of your brother now? Now he's making $1 million. He's main eventing. He's a star. Everyone knows him. He's on Extra, all this stuff. And he said, I guess my work is done. He's all good. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. All credit to you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, all I did was follow the tracks. You know what I'm saying? That he played everything. Thing was just, you know, not up to other fighters to step their game up and lead. We lead by example, you know. If people would step their game up and do what they're supposed to, we might be getting somewhere. But for now, we're just chilling.
Okay, so let's recap this before we say goodbye, because we've been going an hour and I don't want to take up too much time. It's amazing. I looked up and we were already 52 minutes in. I've thoroughly enjoyed this, and I hope you have as well. You're not fighting July 8th, right?
As of right now, no.
Is there anything that, I mean, we're pretty close. We're May 3rd, so we're essentially, by the way, that's my birthday, July 8th. It would be a very nice present for me, selfishly, to see you back. But you've done enough for me, so I won't beg. But is there, thank you. Is there anything, is it possible to get you on that card, or has that ship sailed? Are there talks? Is there anything?
Time will tell, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Time will tell. We'll see what happens.
But as far as fighting this year, right now, you're okay if you don't fight this year.
I didn't plan on it.
Okay.
But, you know.
And as far as the trilogy is concerned against Conor, which he has always said, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. You're saying you don't care if it happens. In your mind, you believe you're up 2-0, right?
I don't want it. I don't need it. I already did my thing, you know. So
even though that probably gets you a lot of money.
Mad what his manager said, he needed to light a fight. I'm like, no, you got choked, motherfucker. You got beat up. If you're okay with that last win after you got your ass whipped, that you're not even a fighter. You know what I'm saying? You're not even a fighter if you're okay with that. So I don't need anything from anybody. I don't owe nothing to nobody. So that's where I stand right now on everything.
By the way, when's the last time you watched that fight, the second one?
I don't know. A long time ago.
You think,
I see clips of it all the time. I'll watch.
But you think there's no debate, right? You won that fight.
100% I won. There's like footage of me going like, did I win that shit? Because you always don't know what it looked like. I know what it felt like.
Sure.
What it looked like. You know what I'm saying? I was sure I won fucking dozen, like probably eight or nine fights that I didn't win. And he didn't know. You know, there's cut footage of him going, too, did I win that? And it's like, yeah, right. But in that fight, he was the only one almost finished. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He'd almost finished two or three times. And he got worked over and said, let's just say this ain't doing, but had the fight have went on, he had been done and finished. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, 100% I won that fight, especially after watching it.
Yeah. And now here he is. I mean, he has two belts. They're talking about $75 million for him, $100 million for him. But we don't know. Would you watch that if it happens, McGregor Mayweather? Would you even watch it?
Encouraging it.
Yes.
Can we hurry up and see it, please?
Yes.
You know.
Right.
So let's see it.
Okay.
I want to see it. I want to see who's going to win.
Who do you
me
think?
And Gregor are pump, me and Mayweather are pumping. Me and Mayweather are pumping up McGregor. He's got a chance.
Yeah, that's right. You actually.
He does.
You believe? Okay.
I never count anybody out in a fight. Nobody
sure.
Count anybody out in a fight.
You have a prediction though?
Hey, I'm gonna go. McGregor by a knockout, Mayweather by a decision.
Which one?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. All everything. It's a fight, man. Anything could happen. I don't have a prediction. But let's watch, more importantly, we're going to watch that fight this weekend. It's going to be great. Mexican War. It's going to be Canelo versus Chavez Jr. That can be a great fight. And
you're going to be
I'm
there.
I'm going to go see it. And I'm going to go check it out.
Are you a guest of someone, or are you just going on your own?
I talked to some Oscar De La Hoya guys. They said he's going to have me out, and me and my brother. So we're going to go there and check it out. It should be good. We're going to have a lot of fun out there and watch a good fight. I'm sure it's gonna be great.
Who are you pulling in that one? Two great Mexican fighters. Who do you lean?
Hey, I'm just planning. Okay. Just hoping for a good fight.
All right,
they're both great.
Wow,
I like both of the guys.
Yeah, and it's right after Cinco de Mayo. Is there anything that we didn't address, Nate, that you want to get off your chest, that you want to say? Do you feel like we accomplished it all, or is there anything else that you want to say?
No, I think we're good to go. Good.
You enjoyed it.
It's cool.
I mean, I like talking to you. I could talk to you every month, but this has kind of become like a May tradition for us. So we could do it again in 365 days or before, whatever you want.
Yeah, we'll do something along those lines. We'll get something done. But you already got me talking too much, so I'll see you in a couple of years.
No. Nate, it has been a pleasure. Thank you again for doing this. I sincerely appreciate it. I know a lot of fans were very excited. I do believe that you, as always, delivered for them. And I wish you the best with the race coming up, with all the races coming up. I wish the best to your brother. Please say hi to him for me. Say hi to Chris Avila for me. I haven't seen him in a minute as well.
I will. He's training hard. He's working towards some stuff coming up. So, okay. Yeah, we'll be doing good. I'll tell him you said hi, too.
And we miss you on this side of the fence, but we understand where you're coming from, and we hope everything works out, and perhaps we'll see you sooner rather than later. But great to hear that you're in a good spot here. And again, thanks for your time here today. We appreciate it. And thanks to Represented as well for pumping up the show on their social media. We appreciate that as well.
Yeah, big man. Rep hard.
Respect. Yes.
All right. Cool, Ariel. Thanks, man. I'll talk to you later, right?
Talk to you soon. There he is, the one and only Nathan Diaz, joining us once again. 344 days since we last spoke to him on this program on a special Wednesday edition of the show. There is nothing quite like an Nate Diaz interview, right? Nothing quite like it. It is an amazing thing talking to him and his brother. They keep it real, as the kids like to say, and they always have a fascinating perspective on the sport, on their careers, on the world of prize fighting, and a lot of the things that are in vogue to say these days, really they have been saying since at least I've been covering the sport, since 2007. I mean, you go back to interviews that we've had and many other MMA journalists have had with both Nate and Nick, and a lot of the things that people are talking about now, about getting paid, about getting respect, they were saying back when, you know, Elite XC was doing shows in Stockton, California. Remember that? Nick fought Thomas Denny. It has been a decade since Nate has been in the UFC, and no doubt about it, he is a bigger draw and has never been more famous, more popular, more in demand than he is today. And as we've said on multiple occasions, they could use someone like Nate. And as he just said earlier, there was some contact as far as the Tony Ferguson fight is concerned for July 8th for UFC 213. The word is right now that we're going to get Cody Garbrandt and TJ Dillashaw. It appears as though Amanda Nunes versus Valentina Shevchenko might be on that card, certainly in July. But that card, as of right this second, it feels like it could use a big main event. We are going to get DC versus John Jones. It appears to be on July 29th. But wouldn't it be nice to have Nate Diaz on a July 4th weekend show? I think it would be very nice. And so I feel like we addressed a lot there. Could have gone another hour with Nate, but I think we covered it all. We asked it all. We covered it all. He answered it all. At one point, I looked up and it was 4:52. I was like, holy smokes. I feel like I've only asked one question here. This is unbelievable. A lot of fun. I want to thank Zach, who he spoke of, his PR guy, Zach Rosenfield, for helping set this up. I can't thank him enough. And I want to thank everyone at Vox, everyone in the back, Rob, Alex, Paige, Austin, Joe, everyone back there for switching around their schedule and for making this happen. I really appreciate it. And everyone at the team, on the team, I should say, at MMAfighting.com for all their support as well. You might think that this is my little home, but other people do shows here and other people come and go. And so barging in on a Wednesday afternoon isn't the easiest thing in the world, but they help move some mountains for us. So there are very few fighters that could command or demand this type of situation, this type of show, this type of special time slot. And there's no denying that Nate Diaz is one of those. You could probably count him on one hand, with all due respect. What a week it has been for the MMA Hour, from Anderson to Cyborg Megan Anderson, Dominic Cruz, all that stuff. It continues to be a lot of fun, and I can't wait to see what happens next. No shortage of things to discuss. Tomorrow we're back for the MMA Beat, and I think we'll have a few things to discuss. Next week we're going to UFC 211 in Dallas. But of course, on Monday we'll be back for our regular time slot, regular day, regular MMA Hour. But I think that's it. I'm all jazzed up here. I feel like I should be talking to New York Rick. I feel like I should be asking questions, but we're going to stay true, kind of. We're an hour and a half in. We'll stay true somewhat to the name, the MMA Hour, the MMA 90 minutes, if you will. And once again, thank Nate Diaz for stopping by, and thank all of you who tuned in. It appears as though many of you did, and we can't thank you enough. If you watched it live or if you watched it after the fact, if you're listening to this on iTunes or on any other outlet where you can get your audio from, whether it's Android, whatever, thank you very much. We always appreciate your support and your listener and viewership. You can hit my music. We are done. Wednesday afternoon. How fun is this? There's nothing like that big interview, that big moment. For me personally, this is the kind of stuff that I dream about, the kind of stuff that I live for. There's nothing more exciting and exhilarating and fun for me to do. And like I said, in this sport, it is so great to cover it because the biggest names, the superstars, the guys who have little toys, are so very accessible. And when they are available to us, there's nothing like speaking to them. They are open books. No other athlete opens up like MMA athletes, in my opinion. There's nothing like it. That's why I love doing these shows. So much fun, exhilarating, enlightening, and today I thought was no different. Dare I say we surpassed last year's interview in terms of topics covered and questions answered. A lot of fun. I want to thank again Nate Diaz for stopping by. Check him out on Twitter, Nate Diaz 209. Thank you very much to Represented as well. Thank you to his team for helping to set this up. And again, thank you to all of you and to the people here at the Vox Studios in downtown New York City for making this happen. I can't thank you enough. So we are back tomorrow for the MMA Beat. That's at 1 p.m. Eastern time. And then, of course, the MMA Hour is back in your life next Monday. For now, we will say goodbye. Again, thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much to Nate Diaz. See you next week. Peace. I'm out of here.